Mom, you look positively radiant. What did you do with your hair?
Okay, what do you want?
Can I be nice without wanting something?
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay. My favorite singer, Arlo Prine, is making a once-in-a-lifetime appearance tomorrow night at Jake's. Can I go?
What's Jake's?
I don't know. It's like a little club over in Mequon, and they have folk singers and that kind of thing. Bernice is going to drive.
Gosh, you know, I remember when I was your age, Debbie Greenspan and I went to Milwaukee to see Sonny and Cher. Gosh. Debbie and I were so close. Mom. But then she went to Woodstock and changed her name to Moonbeam. Last I heard, she was posing for art classes in Kenosha.
Mom.
But anyway, you know, we used to play the name game. Dana, Dana, Bobana, Banana, Fana, Bofana, B5, Bofana.
Mom! What? Thanks for the 60s flashback, but can I go to Jake's tomorrow night or not?
Well, sure, I don't see why not.
Thanks. I'll be home by midnight.
11:30.
Frank, Frank, a bo-bang, banana, banana, bo-bang, D5, bo-bang, Frank, Carol, Carol, bo-barrel, banana, banana, bo-barrel, D5, bo-barrel, Carol, 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 bo-barrel, banana, banana.
I don't get it, Dana. Why do you like Arlo Prine's music and not mine? What's he got that I ain't got?
Talent? Cody, I am not interested in your music.
Well, that's because you never let me play any of my good stuff. Hey.
Cody, write me a song about toxic waste, social injustice, or the greenhouse effect. And I'll listen to it.
Piece of cake.
Cody, you think that's gonna be easy?
Nah, I just want a piece of cake.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, honey.
How was your day?
Not so good. I put Floyd in charge of putting in that new driveway and he messed it all up.
What was wrong with it?
It leads to the wrong house.
That'd be a big problem. hey, Frank, have you heard of a little place out in Mequon called Jake's?
Yeah, it's a bar.
No, I think it's more like a little club.
Carol, the only little club at Jake's is the one the bouncer carries. It's a tough place. It's got a 2-fight minimum.
Oh, no. I told Dana she could go there Saturday night.
Now, Carol, if Dana were my daughter, there is no way she'd be going to Jake's.
Yeah, we better talk to her about it.
Carol, I don't think this is a we situation. I think this is more of a you situation. You see, Dana and I haven't exactly bonded yet.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I'll leave you completely out of this. Next time I see her, I'll just lay down the law and tell her if she can't go, and that's final. I am so excited about going to Jake's to see Arlo Prine. Mom, can I borrow your silver earrings?
Dana, why not?
Thanks.
I'm at the next time.
So, anybody doing anything exciting this weekend?
I'm going to a quilting bee.
Perhaps you didn't hear the question.
I'm gonna stay in all weekend and try to recreate Mendel's experiment with hybrid plants. Get a life. Oh, I have a life. It's just a really dull one.
Well, everybody knows I'm going to Jake's to see Arlo Prine.
Dana, I've been meaning to speak to you about that. You know, sometimes when you're a parent, you make a decision on the spur of the moment. And then later you realize you made that decision before you had all the facts. And then in light of this new information, you realize that your original decision...
Mother, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying you can't go to Jake's tonight.
What?
Bet you can wear my earrings.
But you already told me that I could go. I made plans.
I know. I told you that you could go, but that was last night before bed when I spoke
Carol.
To a very good friend of mine who said that a lot of bad guys hang out there.
Was this friend Frank Bobank? You know, Mom, it's one thing for you to marry Frank and ruin your life, but now he's ruining mine. In the future, Frank, I would appreciate it if you'd mind your own business. No, Mom said I could go. Frank's the one who changed her mind.
Ooh, this is so exciting.
Where do you think you're going?
Nowhere.
I bet you're going to Jake's.
What makes you say that?
Because your friend Bernice is parked around the corner wearing a funny nose and glasses.
Oh, she's subtle. All right, you two, you've got to keep this quiet.
Yeah, sure.
Pay you each dollar.
Five or we squeal.
I hate you.
Hey, you didn't pay me anything.
Your blood, they're dirt.
JT, I'm just cleaning my engine. Oh, hope you don't mind. I borrowed your toothbrush, dude.
I don't mind. It's Karen's.
Hey, speaking of Karen, I haven't seen Dana all night. Where is she?
Can you keep a secret?
Me? Dude, I got stuff up here so secret, I won't even tell myself.
Dana snuck out to see some folk singer at Jake's.
No way! Dude, there's some pretty mean dudes hang out there. That's no place for Dana. I gotta get up there. Probably get there a lot quicker with this.
Going out.
Then she went to Jake's.
We gotta go get her, honey.
Hey, how you doing, sweet face? My name's Psycho.
Hi, I'm Bernice.
Pretty name for a pretty lady. So, you want to go with me for a ride on my bike?
Gee, Psycho, that's tempting, but I don't want to miss Arlo Klein.
Who?
The singer? Isn't that why you're
not? I'm here to pick up chicks or bust some hits. Whichever comes first. Mind if I sit down? Let me buy you a beer.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so late. I have to get back to the convent and iron my habit.
Hey, what's your hurry, sister?
I'll tell you. Why don't we just stay here and dance?
No, that's okay. I don't really feel like dancing.
Oh.
Hey, you're cute. Oh,
sorry, I'm taken.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, I'm taken.
Look, Psycho, I don't want to dance with you.
Come on, why not?
Because she's with me, dude.
That's right, I'm with him.
You know, that's too bad.
Because they're with me.
I sense trouble.
Hey, Gomer, do me a favor. Take a walk while you still can.
Oh, I get it. You guys are trying to pick a fight. Oh, that's too bad, you know, because I really hate fighting. You know, somebody always ends up in the emergency room, and you got to fill out all those forms, and there's an insurance hassle. Hey, we're just going to cut out all that bureaucracy right here and now and leave.
Oh, you can leave, but she stays.
Ow, let go of me.
Let go of her, dude.
Shut up.
That's not cool, dude. I could do that, man. What do you think, dude? Pretty cool. Here comes a Melvin, dude.
Cody, where did you learn how to do that?
Do what?
Guy, looks like you're outnumbered now, huh?
Yeah, well, the odds just got a little better.
That was wonderful.
That was Arlo Prine.
Dude. Am I on? Cool night, huh? Well, if anybody wants me, I'll be out in my van.
Cody, listen. Thanks for showing up and protecting me from those goons.
You'd have done the same thing for me.
Pretty fancy footwork, Cody.
I know. I wonder where I learned that. I think I'll go check my diary.
Mom, you haven't said a word. I would feel a lot better if you'd say something.
Want me to say something? Okay, I'll say something. You are a self-centered, pig-headed brat. You could have gotten yourself killed tonight. In the future, when I tell you not to do something, I mean it. Except for right now, there will be no future because you are spending the next 6 years in your room. Do you feel better? Good night.
Years?
Oh, your mother's just upset. I'll talk to her. I'll have you out in four.
Thanks, Frank.
You want some ice cream?
No, thanks. I'm not very hungry.
It's Rocky Road.
Kind of like my life.
Hey, Dana, live and learn.
Look, Frank, I owe you an apology. I should have listened to you. It's just, it's hard for me. I'm not used to having a stepfather.
Well, Dana, I am not used to being a stepfather. In a lot of ways, it's harder than being a father. With my own kids, it's black and white. I'm their dad, they have to listen to me. With you, well, there's a lot of gray. There's a ton of gray. It's all gray. It's really a tough job.
I guess I don't make it any easier. I know I can be occasionally intransigent. Intractable. A pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are a challenge. Look, Dana, I am not trying to run your life. I just want to be a part of it. I care about you.
I appreciate that, Frank. I really do. Thanks.
Don't mention it. You sure you don't want any ice cream?
No, thanks. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
You know, Frank, you really throw a mean punch. Does that hurt your hand?
Not if you know how to do it.
Well, good night.
Good night.